This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden told his Mexican counterpart, Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, Monday that Mexico's success was crucial to the hemisphere and that he would view the United States' southern neighbor as an equal. Lopez Obrador thanked Biden for stressing a relationship based on mutual respect and emphasized the two countries' cultural, historic, and trade ties. He told Biden, "We must keep on cooperating for further development based on independence and autonomy." It was Biden's second bilateral meeting with a foreign leader since becoming president on January 20th. The first was last week with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. In a statement after the call, the two sides agreed to work together on economic development efforts in impoverished southern Mexico and Central America, the source of most of the migrants coming to the United States. They also agreed to work together to fight the COVID-19 pandemic, to boost economic cooperation, and to work together on climate change. Workers in Washington, D.C. removed the fencing Monday that separated the White House grounds from the street recently named Black Lives Matter Plaza by the D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser. Security barriers were put up around Lafayette Park and the historic St. John's Episcopal Church during the administration of former President Donald Trump in response to Black Lives Matter protests. They remained in place through President Joe Biden's inauguration in his first month in office. Protesters decorated the 78 panels of fencing with signs, crafts, and artwork in support of the BLM movement. In January, the decorations were removed and donated to schools and museums. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Myanmar democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi appeared in court Monday, her first public appearance since she and other members of Myanmar's civilian government were removed from office and detained by the military on February 1st. A lawyer for the 75-year-old Suu Kyi said she looked well as she appeared via video conference in the capital. The lawyer says prosecutors charged her with two new crimes during the court session, attempting to incite public unrest and violating a section of the telecommunications law, operating equipment without a license. Suu Kyi was already charged with illegally importing and using six unregistered walkie-talkie radios that were found during a search of her home. She was also charged with holding public gatherings in violation of COVID-19 protocols. The U.S. said China must raise its ambitions on carbon neutrality as the world's two largest emitters seek cooperation to reverse what senior officials describe as a critical standalone issue, climate change. U.S. Special Presidential Envoy to Climate, John Kerry, has spoken to his Chinese counterpart for the State Department confirmation, adding that the conversations between the two countries will continue. China is the largest emitter of the carbon in the world. Last September, the Chinese leader Xi Jinping announced the country would strive to have carbon dioxide emissions peak before 2030 and achieve carbon neutrality before 2060. The U.S. contributes about 15% of the world's emissions. U.S. President Joe Biden has committed to ambitious targets, including the U.S. achieving a 100% clean energy economy and reaching net zero emissions no later than the year 2050. The U.S. Senate has voted to confirm Miguel Cardona as Education Secretary, clearing his way to lead President Joe Biden's efforts to reopen the nation's schools amid the coronavirus pandemic. He takes charge of the Education Department amid rising tension between Americans who believe students can safely return to the classroom now and others who say the risks are still too great. Although his position carries limited authority to force schools open, Cardona will be asked to play a central role in achieving Biden's goal to have a majority of elementary schools open 5 days a week and within his first 100 days in office. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.